This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight, LeBron could and should win another NBA title. This is based off of a tweet from our very own Zero. Is he the best athlete of our generation? And if so, why is he so hated?
What's Zero's Twitter?
At ZROE1053.
ZROE. All right, I'll look him up, man, and see what this is all about.
He tweeted, "Easy path to the finals or not, I truly do not understand the hate LeBron James receives year after year. I get so sick of reading it." He's talking to you, Tolos. "Easily the greatest athlete of my generation, and he's still doing it in year 17 at the age of 35.
Well, I do think part of it is because he changes teams so much.
That's why Mike hates him, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, I felt like it was – I get it. Like, you have the right, so I don't want to take this right away from players. I mean, teams have the right to trade you whenever they want and do that. So I totally get it. So I don't want to, like, hate him. But, hey, I mean, I did think it was kind of chicken-ass to be like, you know what, I need a title, so I'm going to go play with another top five player and a top 10 player. We're going to combine together to create a great team. And once that started falling apart, he's like, I'm out. I'm done with this. I have the first overall pick. I got Kyrie starting to really improve. I can trade that first pick to go get another star player. You know, so once that fell apart and he couldn't play with Kyrie anymore and Kevin Love looked to be fading, he's like, I'm out. And so that's hey, do I hate him for it? No, it's his right to do that. But, I mean, that's if you're asking for reasons why, I mean, I can give you that reason why I'm like, hey, I won't consider him ever the greatest. I'll consider Jordan and I'll consider LeBron, too. I'm not better than Magic, better than Larry, better than all those other guys. But I will never put him at one because of that, because he chases for the next greatest player to play with.
I did see this morning on Twitter. If you changed him and Jimmy Butler right now, whenever the series was a little bit closer, but maybe even right now, who wins, the Heat or the Lakers?
The Heat. I mean, probably still the Lakers. If it's 3-1, if the series is even, then I pick the Heat.
Okay, Mike.
I would lean towards the Lakers with Jimmy Butler and Anthony Davis.
Okay,
I think it's a lot to ask these young guys to come through in there. I know it's weird; it's not like really the finals, but it is the finals. But it's a lot to ask Tyler Hero and Robinson and all these guys to play great in the NBA Finals. And I think LeBron would get very frustrated with the inexperience of that team on the court with him.
I think it would be the Heat too. And that's a credit to the fact that LeBron is that great of a player in this era. And we've watched this dude, no matter where he's gone, he ends up in this situation because he's that good of a player. Now, Mike, you're right. The level of play has not always been, you know, exceptionally to where he needs it to be on all those teams, but he's always made it to this level. He's pulled teams to this point. You can say, yeah, he goes and plays with top five players, but he also experienced being in the finals with a bunch of garbage around him too, and he was like, I don't like this experience. I'm going to try and make it better. I think one of the other things is a lot of people don't like how he's used his power in the NBA. Rather than just being a guy that is
That's
part
true.
Of the NBA, he's used his leverage of his celebrity as part of it too. So that's one of the reasons he's become.
He changed it into AAU basketball. I mean, I credit him with the way that now basketball is more AAU style. Let's go create super teams and change teams and create. And hey, it is what it is. Obviously, Kevin Durant followed it, and that's why people hate Kevin Durant, is like he wussed out of his situation to join a championship team.
And I was just about to ask if you could tell me more about using his celebrity. Is it just to make it more like AAU basketball? Is it the social stuff? Do we not want to get into that? Like, because I've seen some people say he's hated because of his social opinions and stuff, but I feel like the hate goes long beyond
it started with the decision.
Yeah.
That's when it started.
Right.
Because that's when he separated his path from Jordan. That was the moment where this dude could live up to all the hype that Michael Jordan is, but he left, and he left the city. The entire city hated him for it, and so when he took off, that was whenever everybody around there was like, this guy's wishy-washy, he's not worth it, and he's not. But that being said, he's lived up to the hype every step of the way. Like, the dude's been that good of a player every step of the way, and his play hasn't fallen off. The entire time, he was always good and always on a trajectory. Sometimes he makes his teammates better because of his ability to see the court and his athleticism. But I think that was the moment right there, was the decision. I don't know if anybody cared when he went back to Cleveland other than people in Cleveland. Like, around the country, it was like, okay, you did that. Good job. And then did they expect him to stay in Cleveland forever? Who wants to do that? Nobody.
I get some of the team hopping eventually. I will never blame him for leaving the first time. The way he did it, I get why people don't like that. But him leaving that craptacular Cleveland team, I still think one of the greatest achievements in NBA history is dragging that team to the finals in 2007. Like, I cannot believe they made it there. So I don't blame him for leaving the first time.
What about the second time?
After they won the title, then I get that you're just kind of ring chasing. But I've seen some people push back and like, look, you want to be the best. What's the problem? I think the problem is the person he's being compared to. It's not that people just get mad at him for being the best. The person that he's compared to is Jordan. And Jordan got his head kicked in by first the Celtics and then the Pistons. And he was like, I will overcome this. And people get mad because they feel like LeBron said, this is hard, I'm going to go somewhere else. I don't know if I always believe that, but I think a certain extent of that is true.
But, like, you guys hate Tom Brady, right? So to Zero, I get why Zero's like, why isn't he loved by all? Tom Brady's not loved by many.
Yeah, no, my situation with Brady is he had a silver spoon put in his mouth from the very beginning, and he carried his entire career based on that. He had everything that he needed with that one coach to have good quality football. Now, did he live up to it? Yeah, he was the dude executed when he was asked to do it, and his coach was able to build really good quality stuff. So that was my.
But yeah, like, but in our society today, who loves anybody who's a champion for a long time?
Yeah, if you're on top, man, we're just waiting for you to crumble. That's what
you guys
this
like
is.
Jeter. You guys love Jeter and
he's
think
just
he's
a guy.
Yeah, see,
he was just a guy.
See how it goes. Right?
If Michael Young was the shortstop for that Yankees team, he would have had all those hits too.
See, and this is same with LeBron. If Dirk would have gone to Miami, Dirk would have had three championships instead of one, maybe even one more.
I don't know that I hate Jeter though, because I kind of love the story of the basket. You know, like that's really awesome. And I wonder if anybody else feels that way, or if they're just like that's a really bad story.
Is there anybody loved in the last 20 years who's been on top for a long time?
I feel like it kind of teetered on the Warriors, but then – because I feel like people got mad at KD, but not the rest of the Warriors. Like, it feels like Steph Curry's gone through this pretty spot-free.
Except for Kavanaugh. He hates him.
Does he really?
Hates him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
Tiger was. I think he is rare. Tiger was. Like, there was –
that's
everybody
fair.
Loved him until the moment where he, destroyed his family. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, he's a piece of crap because of that. And so, but he was for a time where he was on top, he was dominating the world, and everybody was looking at him going, dude, look at this. This is great. He's great for the sport. He's great for everything. And he had to, let off steam in his own different ways. So that's the only one I can really think of that I'm like, yeah. And at the moment, Mahomes. Mahomes is on top. A lot of people
because
across the country love him.
Because
he's a lot of fun. He's a fun guy. Everybody gets along with him. But you're right. After, what, 5 years? If he's in the Super Bowl 5 years in a row, are we going to be going, God, I don't even like the Super Bowl anymore because it's always the same guy there?
I think you guys bring up a really valid point. I had not really considered just the straight backlash of that, but I could see that now that you're listing off people who've been great for a long time.
The KNC masterpiece. I mean, we've been on top for a long time,
hey,
and haters going
to
hate.
Hey, to be fair, a lot of people hated us from the beginning.
That's
right.
That's a good point.
So let's be fair about
that. Remember that first text we got that was like, I don't know who y'all are, but I hate you. And we were like, whoa, that's the first text we ever got.
And to this point, it is amazing what LeBron has done. Is nobody's ever done it in our lifetimes, for sure. Gone to this many finals. He's about to win another one tonight. And we should – I mean, how many more times am I really going to get to watch LeBron James play at this level? There's not many more, whether it's 3 years or 2 years, you know, that – but I'm not interested at all in it. I'm tired of it, and I hate the Lakers. So I'm not – like, that's just me. I know that there's a lot of Lakers love, but I just wonder also if just us basketball fans, it's almost like, can we move on from LeBron? As weird as it sounds, we're going to miss him when it's all over and done and be like, man, I wish I could watch LeBron play at this level again. But I do think the basketball world is tired of watching LeBron James play in the finals because he's done it 10 out of 11 years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.